Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The timeline to resolve the dispute over the nation's debt ceiling is getting very short. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports lawmakers are facing a critical deadline in early June to agree and avert a potential federal government default.
After numerous stops and starts this week, White House and congressional negotiators appear no closer to reaching an agreement. House Republicans emerged from a closed-door meeting with Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday, pointing a finger at the Biden administration. The main sticking point has been how to cap government spending. Despite the latest setback, the White House on Tuesday said that talks remain productive. When asked by reporters whether there's enough time to get a deal through Congress before June 1st, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said there's a space and an opportunity to have a bipartisan, reasonable agreement. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Typhoon Mawa is hitting the U.S. territory of Guam in the Pacific Ocean. The eye will likely slide just above the island in the next few hours, but residents could still get winds of 140 miles per hour. Guam's governor, Lou Leon Guerrero, says there is damage.
There are damages of houses. We had to initiate a rescue mission. 8 people were rescued and now are in the shelter. But I will have my first assessment right after the winds start tapering down. President Biden declared quickly emergency for the island of Guam, which allowed us then to access a lot of resources from FEMA.
Guam could get as much as 25 inches of rain from the typhoon. There is a flash flood warning in effect, as well as an extreme wind warning. Billionaire Republican mega donor Harlan Crow has refused to provide information to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The lawmakers are examining the ethics of Crow's gifts to the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Earlier this month, the committee asked Crow to provide information about private jet and yacht trips, luxury vacations, and other gifts that he or his holding companies provided for Justice Thomas. Thomas did not disclose the gifts and has since said he will rectify the error. But the Judiciary Committee wants to know the details of these and potentially other gifts from Crow. Now, however, Crow, through his lawyer, is refusing to provide any of the requested information, contending that Congress has no right to investigate alleged ethical violations or to legislate a Supreme Court code of ethics. In response, Durbin said the real estate magnate has no credible legal basis for his refusal. Unspoken, the threat of a subpoena. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Later today, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce he is running for the Republican presidential nomination. He is scheduled to appear on a live event with Twitter chief Elon Musk. The DeSantis Twitter event is expected to stream live and take questions from Twitter users. The novel Time Shelter has won the International Booker Prize. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the prize honors fiction that has been translated into English.
Time Shelter is a novel that imagines an unusual clinic for Alzheimer's patients. On each floor, they can visit a different decade from their past.
One day, very soon, the majority of people will start returning to the past of their own accord. They'll start losing their memories willingly.
The UK news site The Guardian said, this funny yet frightening Bulgarian novel explores the weaponization of nostalgia. Time Shelter was chosen from a shortlist of 6 books from around the world. This is the first time a Bulgarian novel has won. Author Georgi Gospodinov and translator Angela Rodel will share the prize of about $62,000 equally. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
There are reports of more fighting in Sudan, even though a 7-day truce is supposed to be in effect. People in the area of the capital, Khartoum, say they can still hear firefights and see military planes flying overhead. The Sudanese ceasefire was brokered by Saudi Arabia and the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned 2 fighting Sudanese generals they could face sanctions if they don't observe it. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.